What I'm interested in is, I think I heard a discussion that you were quoted on with respect to 9 o'clock, and you're going to recode somehow so that nobody could buy space that went beyond 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir. As you know, we implemented a passenger pickup zone in August, and what we've seen, and I think at that time we said we may come back with some tweaks. At that time, we added signage in the parking lot that clearly indicates those are no parking areas after 9 p.m. We've had staff out there helping people learn the new operation. There's signs posted in the parking lot. We have sandwich boards out by the pay stations. There's actually information posted on the meters. However, people are still parking there. So we wanted the ability, when we are unable to find people and educate them, we want the ability to be able to tow from that passenger pickup zone. And this simply provides that authority.
How many vehicles in the past few weeks?
It's just a handful.
But it's a handful every week.
Right, it's a handful every week.
So you're talking about 4 or 5?
Yes, sir. Every time those spaces are filled, then that leaves one less space for the Uber.
I understand the problem. What I'm trying to do is figure out a way that we can be helpful.
Yes, sir.
And education without having to use the final option of towing people.
Yes.
And I heard you say so. There's no way they can buy time past 9, no matter when they come in. They come in 8 o'clock in the morning and park?
We have an issue. If you remember, we are using parking spaces, and we are retrofitting those to be a loading zone in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and we're retrofitting those to be a passenger pickup zone at night. You know, the area was designed 20 years ago. It doesn't address the current conditions that we have in Northgate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to look at a plan for next year to look at that more deeply. But right now, the meters that we have, it's very challenging to program them to take a certain number of spaces and change the fees or no parking.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for the company. We are working with them, but right now they have not been able to add that programming. We are continuing to ask questions and see if they can do that, but I'm not sure it's going to be able to be done.
I understand people probably don't read signs very well. I don't read signs very well when I'm in a hurry. Is there any consideration? Is it possible to just block off that whole strip, say at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on those days, and just not?
I think the merchants would have a problem with that if we, you know, that's when it's normal parking rates, and that's.
But you've got the rest of the parking lot.
Right, that's true. We are looking at other things. The first thing we're going to try is create a new sign. It's similar to what you see on campus when you enter a parking lot that is closed on game days. It has a towing sign that says, if you're not out of here by 6 o'clock, you will be towed. So we're going to try adding...
That would be in front of each one of those spaces?
Not each one. We're going to put enough out there that they can hopefully be seen better. We've talked about putting it in front of every space. We can do that. That would be very expensive.
How about the handicap marker, have a stencil thing right in that space, big and bold?
That's where I was going.
Yes, sir. We've talked about
You've
that.
You've talked about it? I'm
talked
sure you talked about
getting
everything,
an LED message board. We're exploring all types of options to address it. We're looking at the best way to handle this area.
So not all of the business owners in Northgate are upset about this idea of towing?
We have not heard any feedback.
The council did get one email, I believe. I'm sorry if you didn't get it. Did the rest of you get it?
I don't believe so.
About what?
An email, or was it online? There was an online complaint about this from a business owner. Why would we tow people who came and went to a football game, and the football game's not over, and you're going to tow the truck? Car.
Right, and I believe that was a comment on the news story.
Maybe that was it.
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's
okay.
Where I saw it.
Yes, sir. And again, we're talking about having a person dedicated on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night to stay there from 9 to 2. We'll have to change our operation and see how our staffing is, because right now we need them in the garage and other areas in Northgate.
Mm-hmm.
When we have staff available, they are out there trying to educate folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was the only business owner concern you saw. It was an online, it wasn't directed to staff.
Yes, sir.
When there is a football game, same thing apply on a football game night, when you got a 6, 7 o'clock game that runs till 11.
Yes.
And they park there at 3 in the afternoon, the same thing's going to happen to their car.
And again, we're going to try to put as many signs out, sandwich boards, information. We'll have somebody standing out there as we can.
Thank you very much. You're more patient than I am with handling these kinds of issues. I applaud the Northgate crew for everything they do to manage things as well as they do over there. And I hate to have to tow people when they think they're there for a good time and enjoying Northgate and just didn't have to read a sign.
And I believe we will only do that in extreme circumstances, because we really don't want to tow either.
Okay.
But we want to have.
But this allows you to put a sign up that says you can tow.
Yes, sir.
That in and of itself is a stronger incentive. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I do have to commend C-STEP. They're a huge partner in our efforts in managing this area.
Thank you.
Ms. Harvell?
I just have a quick question. I had an Uber driver tell me earlier this week how frustrating it is that they try and pick up people down there now that the street is closed, and they don't seem to know where to either pick them up. I was in another meeting, so I didn't really go into a lot of detail, but the fact that he mentioned it, that, you know, that it was frustrating because they didn't know where to pick the passengers up or where they normally did. It was blocked or something. Y'all having issues like that as well?
We have had a little bit of trouble with Uber relaying the information to their drivers. So what we're going to try to do now is go with the drivers and see if there's some folks that can help us coordinate a meeting with the local driver so we can share that information, since the regional contact for Uber has not been willing to share that.
Okay, thank you.
And I know that's a challenge. I've just got some recent figures. Between Lyft and Uber, we now have almost 1,500 drivers in BCS. That's quite a few. Right. They don't all operate at the same time, but they're out there. So getting that message out is a challenge.
And they come in on game days. They come in from Houston and Austin.
Exactly.
And other areas.
Yes, exactly. It more than triples. Yep. All right. Thank you very much.